From digital diplomacy to musical diplomacy, Colorado banjo player Pete Wernick just got back from the first ever Bluegrass Festival in Russia. The U.S. consulate in St. Petersburg helped organize it. Wernick, who may be best known for his work with the band Hot Rise, says the event actually took place in a town that's 12 hours by train from St. Petersburg.
The festival that they had, they decided to have in a rural part of Russia, what they called Deep Russia. Vologda is a town that's about the size of Colorado Springs, and it's an agrarian center where it's famous for butter and ice cream, in fact, and also the manufacture of linens and lace. And they just thought this was the right kind of place that where bluegrass might be appreciated, maybe more so than a city, and it seemed that they were right, and we gave them songs to try to sing along with us. We handed out song sheets, and they sang, "Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms." And we explained what it was about and lost all my money but a $2 bill, $2 bill, $2 bill. Lots of repetition. And we got the Russian people singing along with us.
Wernick traveled to Russia with his wife, Joan, and they performed a Colorado-inspired tune. This is from a video of the Russian Bluegrass Festival.
I'm getting out on the road again. I may be back, but I don't know when I'm leaving town. Yeah, I'm Colorado bound. Cause there's a dear old girl I'm gonna see. She said she'd be away before me when I hit town. So I'm Colorado bound.
Wernick says organizers plan to hold another bluegrass festival in Russia next year.
When you pause for reflection, you think, 50 years ago when I was a kid, we were taking cover from the Russians in school. We were afraid of the Russians, and my grandparents, in fact, were refugees from Russia in the early 1900s. So it's great to be there as welcome center of attention. We were interviewed a lot, and, you know, the whole message the consulate's trying to put over is that, hey, let's try to get to know each other a little here, and we were treated very well.
That's Colorado banjo player Pete Wernick. He just returned from Russia's first bluegrass festival. Next month, Wernick will receive the Distinguished Achievement Award from the International Bluegrass Music Association.
See you around.
Bye-bye.
Colorado bound. Take it, Justin.